Thanks, Austin, for that. Good morning to everyone here. It's been a good service so far. Who's got their shoes on? I think everyone's got them here this morning, except maybe some kids, maybe don't, but anyways. That's what my message is about today, is shoes. Surprisingly, maybe, or maybe not. We are in the armor of God, and today we are ready to talk about the shoes of readiness. I'm going to go ahead and read the whole passage here again, and we will begin. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. That is our passage, and let's talk about shoes. So before we dive real deep into the passage here, we're going to keep it in a physical aspect here of what we would all understand. So we all know that there are many, many different styles of shoes, all meeting the needs that we may be facing or going through. I'll be talking some about hiking shoes here later on. And then also we have a running shoe, which there's people here who like to run. So you have a certain type of shoe that you like to wear for that, that's lightweight and breathable and tight on your feet, I imagine. So it gets the job done for when you go running. Other times you may have a more of a work shoe that's more of a heavy duty, maybe even steel toe. That'll be more of a protection for your feet while you're at the job site. Another one would be just a plain fashionable shoe, where maybe they're not even that comfortable, maybe they hurt your feet all day long, but you have to wear them just because they look cool. And so it's just another style. And so there's many others, but they all meet the needs of our current task at hand as to what we are doing. And so each of these have their own purpose. Shoes as a whole is for protection. Most of them are just for a protection of your feet. Just in the different places that we are walking, running, climbing, whatever it may be, they are giving a protection to your feet so that you don't get hurt, don't slice your feet open, and make so you can't do the thing that you're doing. So if we don't have our shoes on and we go and start climbing on some sharp rocks or running over gravel or whatever, it slows us down. Or maybe it's you need some winter boots that you want to go outside, and if you don't have them, you can't even go outside, so it can maybe even change your whole pathway. So again, a couple of important factors will vary from person to person when you start talking shoes. Now, I mentioned earlier I'm going to talk a little bit about hiking shoes. I enjoy hiking, backpacking. I don't do it a whole lot. It's something that takes a little more time, so I don't do it much. But I enjoy it, and when it comes to a hiking shoe, there's a couple different things that I would look at or choose in picking out a hiking shoe. So firstly, what I would look for is something that has good traction. I like something that has good grip because I like climbing over rocks and hills and going down hills. I don't want to be sliding all over the place. And if you have a pack on your back yet, then you want to even be more sure-footed. So I want something with good traction. I want something that is comfortable and lightweight, so it needs to be something that is broken in and yet lightweight enough to where if I'm going on a good backpacking trip, it's not going to wear me out as fast to have heavy shoes on. So I want something that's light. And then I also need something that is durable and tough, because like I said, if I'm climbing over rocks and going through brush and whatever the case may be, I don't want them falling apart halfway through the journey and stranding me in the middle of the woods. So it needs to be something that's durable to where it will protect me. All right. Enough description of shoes in that aspect. Let's look at what Paul is describing here. So he says, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. So Paul is describing to the Ephesians here this piece of armor that, he's describing, and he's using shoes to give them the idea of what he's getting at. So everyone's going to picture this soldier who has his shoes on and as a soldier is going out to be in battle or just being prepared, if he doesn't have his shoes on, he's got to either put them on so he's not ready to go, or if he doesn't have his shoes on, he's not going to be sure-footed. He's not going to be able to be ready to combat those around him and whatever the case may be. So this is what he's going to start picturing, or what the Ephesians would start picturing when Paul describes this. He further describes these shoes as readiness, which I kind of already alluded to, with a soldier being ready to move in to combat or just having the protection on his feet to be able to be on his journey. We today, it's a little different in warfare. It is more of a landmines and stuff like that that you have to be careful with, and shoes aren't really going to change a whole lot when it comes to that. But in these days, the soldiers, they didn't have landmines, and what they would use instead are just really sharp thorns that they would lie in the pathways. And so as soldiers were walking along, they would step on these thorns, and then they would be out of commission, pretty much. And so the shoes were a form of protection for them, and without them, they weren't ready for battle. And so taking this into the aspect of armor in the spiritual place, he compares this to readiness given by the gospel of peace, which is the Bible. It's another word for just the Bible here. And so we need to be in the Bible, reading, studying, memorizing, and having it in our minds, in our hearts, so that we are ready to face the devil. So, just like I described the different things that I would look for in a hiking shoe, we're going to look at some things that I need when it comes to readiness, when it comes to facing the devil. So, I used traction when looking at a hiking shoe, and I'm going to use that as an illustration for readiness for temptation. So let's just think about the Bible, what it tells us. It's loaded with all different types of things. But it tells us how Jesus came, and he walked here on earth, and he died for us. On the cross, he carried the punishment that we all deserved. And so because of that, we no longer have to face that punishment. It tells us of his love for us, which he showed that as when he died for us. And it tells us that multiple places all over the Bible of his love for us. He also describes for us what it's like to walk in righteousness and how he desires us to live. And just here in Ephesians 5, it tells us that we are to be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. We're called to be imitators of God. And so he's instructing us how we are supposed to walk and live our lives, and how are we to do, know How are we to do that if we don't understand, if we don't read, if we don't learn what God is like? So we need to be in the Word to know what we are supposed to be doing. And when we take that in, when we soak that in and make it our reality, it gives us traction to then keep moving forward, living our lives as Jesus desires us. And when temptations come, and they will, when we're actively seeking out what Scripture tells us, we have the strength, we have the ability, we have the traction to be able to continue on and leave these temptations behind us. These temptations lose some of the power that they can have. In James 4:7, it says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So we need to put on our readiness, a readiness that is given by the gospel, so that we have the traction that we need to flee from the devil. I talked about comfort as something that we need, that we needed for a hiking shoe. And so in comparing that to this armor, I'm going to compare that to a readiness for teaching. So just like we look for comfort in our shoes, so we don't walk in pain, we can seek for comfort in our shoes of armor. And this is one that I am still learning and wrestling through and whatever, as I am now in this role. It's a teaching role, and there's struggles that come with that, and it's something that just comes with time. But the question I have is, who all is actually comfortable with teaching people? Especially considering it being an adult-to-adult or, just more of a peer-to-peer level, the thought of taking a topic and teaching it to them is a little bit more overwhelming because maybe they already have an opinion on it or have some understanding on it, and the teaching of it becomes a little bit more overwhelming, or you have to go further in depth on it. And so there's this discomfort when we think about this. And then the same can come to, how about when sharing the gospel with someone? How comfortable are you when we do that? It's another one of those things of, do I understand enough of what I believe that I'm comfortable enough to share with somebody else? Now, anytime you buy a brand new pair of shoes, they're going to be stiff. They're going to be hard. And if you took a brand new pair of shoes, maybe running, or a brand new pair of shoes hiking or to the job site, like, your feet are going to hurt right at first. You might even get blisters. You might even get rubbed raw or whatever. And so the same goes for teaching or sharing the gospel. At first, it looks scary and it's not comfortable. But it comes with time. The more you do it, the more you persevere and keep on with it. It becomes easier, and you get broken in, so to speak. And your confidence builds. You just have to start. In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, "But in your heart, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." And 2 Timothy 4:2 says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching." This other place that it is calling us to be in this place of readiness to share the gospel with others and share the hope that we have in living inside of us. We have to be ready at all times. That is where we put on these shoes of readiness to be ready to teach. The other one that I pulled out here was weight. Need something that's lightweight and not going to wear you out quickly. And yeah, just something that's lightweight. And so I'm going to compare that to a readiness for loving others. Loving those around us, especially ones that hurt us, ones that accuse us, or maybe spread rumors about us, ones that we feel like are hard to love, it can be challenging. It's hard to show love to those around us, and it can weigh us down. It becomes a weight on us. And this is another place that we can just go back into Scripture and read and learn about what God has done. Because we are all unworthy of God's love. We are all unworthy of what Jesus did on the cross. And when we read that, soak that in, and really believe that, it gets easier to then share love with those around us who maybe we don't feel are worthy of our love. And yeah, Brandon's been explaining this love, agape love, well, of what it's like going into Scripture and just remembering what he's freely given. And when we really soak this in, it should be enough to motivate us to keep on loving those around us without it weighing us down so heavily. So the last one that I mentioned there was protection. We need a shoe that is going to protect our feet no matter where we go and for whatever comes our way, and that's going to hold up and not just fall apart. And so I'm going to compare that to a readiness for trials. As with any shoe, seeking protection from what we're going through is extremely important. So while we physically look for protection from rough terrain or cold and wet environments, here we can look for it spiritually. These shoes of readiness can be our provision of protection against the trials of the enemy. There's going to be many, many things that we face in life. There's going to be hard times that we can't maybe understand or we don't feel like are fair. And just maybe even things that make us question, why me? What are you doing, God? What are you doing in my life? Why is it so hard? Being active and present in the Scripture, in the gospel of peace, can bring us a protection. Simply in the belief that God has a plan for our lives. When he calls us, he has a plan all laid out for us, and he wants to bring that to completion. And when he calls us home, once we die, our plan is complete. He has completed the plan for us, and we can trust in that. There's going to be times where it may not make sense in our minds, and it may not seem fair. We have to be on the receiving side of that sometimes, where friends and family pass, and we aren't ready. We aren't ready to do life without them. But God has a plan, and we can trust in that. Sometimes it's just the enemy trying to get us to stumble and fall away from our trust in God. And these shoes of readiness can be our protection of that. God is our provider and our strength. Of this, we can be confident. So, are you ready? Are you ready to face the schemes and the tactics of the devil as he comes with everything he's got to try to get you to stray away from God? Everyone's description of readiness will be a little bit different from everyone else's. Everyone's facing different things. But are you ready to face the enemy in your life as you need? So are you sure-footed with good traction, able to stand strong and not stumble against his blows? Are you comfortable sharing your story, sharing the gospel and the hope that lives inside of you? Are you weighted down with worries and fears and struggle showing love to those around you? Or are you confident and ready to show the love of God that he has freely gifted to you? And are you abiding in the protection and the durability that God will provide for you, and that his plan for you will be fulfilled, trusting that he will protect you against the devil and his tactics? The gospel of peace is exactly that. It is our peace. If we are in it, we can be ready when the devil comes lurking by, trying with all his schemes to get you to fall away. We need to be in the Word of God, as it brings us peace, and it brings us strength, and it brings us protection and readiness for whatever we may face. So that's one way of looking at this in the form of readiness, being active and being, just putting our best foot forward with this as putting on this readiness. This other part comes more easily and more peaceful, but if we're not, then we start dealing with this next one, which is being ready for the return of our Savior. It's just another area of being ready. While we live out in readiness of sharing the gospel and running from temptations, doing our part as we need to, we also need to be making sure that we are ready ourselves for the coming of our Savior. Matthew 24 tells us that we do not know the day or the hour that he will come. So we must not sit idly by thinking that we have time to get right with God or that we have time later to do what God calls of us. We have to do it today. We need to do it now. I'm just going to close by reading 2 Peter chapter 3. Couple comments at the end of this then, but then I'll close with that. This is now the second letter that I'm writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promises of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God. And that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and the destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. As he does in all his letters, when he speaks in them of these matters, there are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and the unstable twist to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. So just a couple comments out of this passage yet. In verse 9, it says that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God is very patient. He is very willing to wait to be sure that everyone can have a chance to come to him, that everyone can come to this place of repentance. And he's using us to do that. That is why we need to be willing to share the gospel with those around us, because he is using you to do that, to bring as many people as possible to him. In verse 14, it says that we should be diligent to be found without spot or blemish and at peace. So we are supposed to strive for perfection in our lives. We are supposed to flee from sinfulness so that we can be at peace, knowing that no matter when the day, no matter the hour, we are ready for when he comes. And in verses 16 through 18, it mentions that some of the things that Paul wrote are maybe hard to understand, that we are maybe confused by, and we need to be careful. We need to be diligent in studying for ourselves and being careful with who we're soaking in as our teacher, because there are people out there who are going to try and take some of these hard to understand things and twist them and make it to where they're their own thing, basically. And so we have to be active in the scripture ourselves to where we can know truth and know when we may be led astray, so that we can always stay on path with God. So that's what I have. A continuation of the armor there, and just make sure that we are putting on the readiness that we need to face the devil in our everyday life, and also be ready to have the courage and the wisdom that is needed to witness to those around us and share your story. Your story is more powerful than most teachings, just what God has done for you in your life, and use it. Use it to bring others to him. So let's pray. Father God, we come to you here this morning, and yeah, we're thankful for your word and the peace that we can gain by being in your word. And God, I just pray that the shoes of readiness would be something that we can all take and apply to our lives, and we can put it on and just use it in our everyday life. I just pray that for each and every one here, and as we go from here, we just pray that you would continue to guide and protect us. Let's pray this in your name. Amen.